Editor's note. This story was updated on January 18 following the release of a revised statement from FortisBC. The response was unacceptable. That's how Mayor George Harvey is describing the situation concerning FortisBC on Tuesday following reports of a gas odor that permeated throughout Delta, into Richmond and even into parts of Vancouver. It is unacceptable that Delta residents and businesses were left in the dark about a very serious gas odor that spread throughout Delta. It took FortisBC over 4 hours after initial reports before they made a public statement, said Harvey. Delta Police and Delta Fire were bombarded with calls about the odor, and Delta Fire crews attended to each of these calls to ensure there was no on-site gas leak. The failure of FortisBC to communicate this gas odor leak had a serious impact on our emergency services, whose resources should be dedicated to real emergencies. FortisBC says their crews responded to reports of gas odor at the FortisBC Interconnect station in Ladner and were on site at approximately 12:30 p.m. January 16, to investigate. As work was being performed on new equipment at the FortisBC Interconnect station in Ladner, there was a controlled release of gas, not a leak as initially believed, said FortisBC, who issued a revised statement to The Optimist in the afternoon of January 18. While this was part of planned work, the release contained an elevated level of an odorant, which caused a strong smell in the surrounding communities. The strong smell was unexpected and, as a result, no communications on this activity were planned. We realize the residual odor was very strong in some areas, but it is expected to dissipate. Further investigation is needed to determine why there was excess odorant. But Harvey called the delayed notification to residents, more than 4 hours, an egregious oversight by FortisBC. The stress and panic that this incident caused to both the public and our first responders was completely unnecessary, said Harvey. That is why I have asked our city manager to conduct a full review into what caused the gas odor leak and why it took over 4 hours for FortisBC to inform anyone about it. FortisBC must be accountable for their delay in response, causing confusion and alarm in our community. In a further response to more inquiries from The Optimist, Fortis said the company has been in contact with local First Nations, municipal and emergency officials to provide information on their response. Public and employee safety is our top priority. We apologize for the disruption and concern that this may cause residents and commuters in the area.